Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacy Cole, and Todd Michaels.
All right, on to another one. And this is another case here that we've been covering for a bit of time here, and it continues to get more and more crazy. Really, by the day, the Tempe murders. Michael McKee, vascular surgeon, no criminal record, allegedly drives 300 miles to kill his ex-wife and her new husband while their kids sleep down the hall. The marriage lasted 7 months. The divorce was 8 years ago, and yet here we are. We've gotten a lot of questions and comments from you on this case, so let's get into some of these. Here's the first one. 7 months. That marriage lasted 7 months and allegedly cost 4 people their parents. I need someone to explain how a grown man builds his entire identity around a woman who was barely his wife. Oh, this is not Tep. This is McKee.
Right.
See, I told you they are so easy to screw up. I get these cases mixed up all the time.
Somebody is confusing this case with the... with the other case, because in this case we have
McKee. That's correct. McKee.
Yep. Two are dead, not four. Four aren't dead.
Correct.
We have two are dead.
Two, right?
Two. Okay. So, so let's go from that angle because I think it's kind of somebody's mixed up here a little bit.
It's easy to confuse the cases.
It is.
Though. It is.
There's so many right now with very similar type characters in it. Yeah, I mean, how does this grown man build his entire identity around this woman who is barely his wife for a short period of time? A very narrow-minded individual. I think Siobhan spelled it out pretty good the other day, the dark tetrad, as she called it, where you have the narcissism, the Machiavellianism, and the sociopath traits all there. Yeah, I mean, that really, on the surface, obviously we can't diagnose, very much seems like this guy. Like, he pretty much fits those molds. And if you're looking through the prism of someone like that, if you can somehow wedge your way behind that prism for a moment and go, how is he seeing this shit? It's a pretty scary world. It's a pretty scary way to look at things. But if you can kind of see like, oh, well, A plus B equals Q in that language, it, you know, this is how they operate. I mean, I think we probably have all run into people, men specifically, who can get very obsessive on someone who has wronged them. I remember working with some people, nobody you guys actually knew, but I remember one guy I worked with that was just, he got angry. If he felt he was wronged by a woman, whether it be simply on a dating app or whatever, it was, he never acted out towards them. It was always like internal and then like to the social circle around him, which happened to be people he worked with, but it was unhealthy. And it was like, dude, take a breath. Like, it's okay. Like, people can have opinions. And usually it was called for, like the rejection was called for because of some sort of creepy or inappropriate, socially inappropriate behavior towards that person. But that person was never able to take any sort of introspection on themselves and go, huh, maybe it's me. Maybe I should change my ways. And people like this never do that. So what do I make of McKee? Someone who is incapable of being introspective in any way, shape, or form, and is simply a wound collector and will always be the victim. And I can guarantee if this goes to trial or wherever the hell he ends up for the rest of his life, he will never be the one that was wrong. In his mind, she will always be the one who had it coming in his mind.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And this case is really bringing to the forefront the fear that women have. And I know men can have the fear of, you know, the crazy bitch woman, you know, who is out to get you. But for the most part, the majority are women who are afraid of their ex. And this is really bringing it to the forefront. And as sad as I am for this family, this is a really good discussion for our community to have. It's a really good reminder for women that we're friends with. Hey, what are you doing for self-defense? What are you doing to protect yourself? Because a lot of times it's not the stranger hiding in the bush. It's the person you know who is pissed that you rejected them. Mm-hmm. You didn't go on a date with them. You looked at them funny at the bar. Whatever. It's somebody you know. It's fucking terrifying. It just is. You know, you guys have given me shit because I have, well, now 7 knives and several guns and a fighting baton. I mean, I have all kinds of weapons around me. And one of the things that I've had done in my life is I've been put in a chokehold so I can learn how to get out of it, like a real one. Yeah. And you guys just kind of look at me and go, that is the weirdest date night I've ever heard of. Yeah, it is. But
oh,
it's
now
useful.
You've added in as a date night. Yes, it made it even weirder. We should just play back that little like 10, 15 seconds right there. You guys have given me shit because ... I have 7 knives. I have guns. I have a katana. I have a. Yeah, you're right. We've given you shit.
You absolutely have. But at the end of the day, I have a level of confidence that if something happens, I'm going to be startled and scared shitless. Absolutely. But in that moment, I'm going to go, okay, I've been here before. I know what I need to do. There's a lot of women watching right now who go, I have no idea what I do. Today's the day you need to find out. This case brings it to the forefront that, ladies, we do have that crazy person in our background. So inform yourself, be educated, so that you're not going to be terrified in that moment. I hope it never happens to any one of us.
Sure.
But just be ready. You don't have to be paranoid. Just be prepared.
Yes, I agree with that.
When we had Siobhan on earlier this week, I think, Stacey, you asked her, what can women do, or even men, in a situation with a relationship like this where, you know, and your situation with, you know, protect yourself, learn some things. That was one of them. Report, right? You got to get it in. You got to report it so that it's on record and all that kind of stuff. But one of the things that I know is an option is to basically change your entire life. Like run away, move away, change your name. And all I have to say to that is we should be able to do better as a nation than expect somebody to change their identity, move their life to another location just because they're afraid of someone. Like,
isn't that there's terrible? Gotta be,
yeah, it is terrible. And unfortunately, it is advice that you have to give someone because that's about all you can do in a case like this. She moved 200 miles away and it still wasn't enough.
Wasn't enough. She also had another man in her life, somebody, a protector with her. It wasn't enough. I don't know that it ever is enough.
That's been one of the questions, and I'm just going to throw it out there, not singly attributing it to one person, but I know I've seen it a gazillion times on our comments, is, you know, is there anything she could have done differently? I don't know that there is. I mean, at the end of the day, the only thing I said was, and I'm not saying it's a realistic option, you know, I guess be more proficient in weapons training. But even then, if someone shows up at your house in the middle of the night and starts shooting you, you're fucked then too. I mean, So I don't really know. I mean, other than, you know, kind of what Todd had brought up there, change your name, nobody should have to do that.
No.
Nobody should have to do that, but the reality is, I think, and that's the shitty pill that so many have to swallow is, yes, you shouldn't have to do that, but if you truly want to be safe from this person, you have to do that because the local police aren't going to cover you.
And when we break it down,
they shouldn't have to either. They have limited resources. They're trying to protect a whole community. They're not your private bodyguards. You know, they're not equipped to do that. It's not a way the system functions. And I don't think every town in the country, it's realistic. And I don't think anybody's suggesting this, but it's not realistic to expect them to have some sort of way to have, you know, anybody at a whim, here's your private protector. That's not realistic either. But is it real? And again, it comes with living in a society. It's the trade-off. Is it realistic either? Do we want to go to a place where one person is saying, this person is making me extremely uncomfortable, whatever it may be, they need to stay away from me. We have that. We have orders. We have courts saying, you know, if you do this, you're going to be arrested, and people still violate it all the time. I feel like we have almost every system in place does exist, but does it work as perfectly as it should? No. But how do you make that perfect without errors on either side? Because you can err tremendously either way on this. You could be locking up people left and right because one person is paranoid, one person is extremely anxious and has a very stilted view of reality, where they think somebody's after them and they're not. And there's absolutely no threat whatsoever. And their cognitive distortions of reality, because this exists just as much as the abuse people do. Cognitive distortions. Plenty of people have them about other people. And there's plenty of people I've met in my life who are very distorted on the threat that they view other people pose to them. And it's not based in reality. It's based on emotion. It's based on fear. It's based on paranoia. It's based on a gazillion things. It's not based in reality. So you can't just go around and start rounding up folks because somebody over here has a distorted version of reality. But then you do have the situations where it's not distorted. It's very accurate. But then you're asking this third party to make the judgment call on he said, she said, and what's accurate. So we kind of have this place where, you know, we have things that warning systems and all that. But I don't know how you really truly do get a better grip on some of these things, quite on. I just don't. I don't have the answer to it. I feel like we should. We should do better at this. But again, it seems to be kind of a band-aiding the problem than actually solving the problem. Ultimately, it probably goes back to mental health understanding and awareness and education and all that from a very young age. And you start that at very young generations and hope future generations do better than we did. Because ultimately, that's the heart of these problems.
And it'll be interesting to find out if this goes to trial, et cetera, et cetera. If there were any other people in his life who felt this way about him, if something was going on at work, if something was going on in another relationship, we've already had an ex-girlfriend come out and say, oh, he seemed fine. Hard to connect with him, whatever.
Boring.
It'll be interesting. Yeah. It'll be interesting to find out if other people felt afraid of this guy and what those situations were.
I agree. I think that's a big point on this is what is the track record? What is the pattern? Again, and even with patterns, what do you do? I just did a piece this morning that'll be going up on Monday, or if you're on Substack, you can watch it now, about kind of the passing the trash thing. Excuse me. It's, you know, how we were talking about that with Devil's Den and the education system, where they kind of keep passing teachers from district to district or state to state, and there's nothing that follows them. Their track record does not follow them. The next school doesn't know any disciplinary action or complaints or whatever. That exists in the medical system, too. Every single medical system is state by state. So we have 50 different boards in every state, and your path doesn't always follow you. It's very discombobulated. Some mm-hmm. states have some sort of shared tracking, like our education system does. I think there's like 26 states in the education system that share information now. I think it's even less in the medical world, where you can be, you know, you can have your license revoked in X state for whatever, and your state over, you can go and get a license and perform the same horrible surgeries you've performed and maim people left and right, and nobody's the wiser because there's no way for them to look into it prior to hiring you. So it's very uncomfortable to understand how that system works, but it's rampant. There's problems that go far beyond McKee here, because there's hundreds, if not thousands, of doctors that operate with that sort of immunity, if you will, because they know how to work the system.
Yeah, and I want to point out, Heather in our chat really brought up a good point, and then made a point afterwards. She said maybe the vows with the edge keep them private. And she said, I don't think I'm victim blaming. Maybe I'm paranoid. No, you're not. You're not paranoid. I think that's a really good suggestion to maybe quell somebody who is just digging and digging for stuff. And Tony, I didn't mean to sidetrack you, but I thought that was a really good comment. Maybe the social media aspect of this, you're making it really easy for somebody to stalk you, to find out what you're doing in your life. You know, in the old days, they literally had to sit outside your house. They had to track you. They had to follow you. Now they just pick up their phone. You know, what's she up to today?
And that's good advice for anybody, whether you've got a weird guy in your life, an ex or something like that, or just living your life. Just really be careful about what you share.
I think that's the reality. And in the to play devil's advocate on it, the argument's, well, why should they have to? Why should why should they have to mute themselves or not share their truth or their reality? You don't have to, but understand you putting it out there in that way, shape, or form for the world to hear and consume might also mean the person that is done these things to you could also hear it, and they may not take kindly to it, and you may get a reaction out of them that you're not happy with. That's beyond you. You can't control that part of the equation. All you can do is control your contribution to the equation. Correct. And if you never put the equation on the board, they can't solve it. Should you have to? No, you shouldn't have to.
No.
I completely agree, but it is what it is. You're not going to, you can't just say that, well, because this shouldn't be, then it won't be. No, you got to deal with reality on reality's terms, and that's reality. If you're going to put it out there, you have someone who could be easily triggered by something like this. You know, and it sounds like she knew, and I'm not blaming her either.
No,
but I think I can understand that moment. I mean, I deal with it the same. I mean, I don't worry about these sort of things. I don't feel like any of my exes are out there to do anything like this. So, but I mean, who the hell knows? But I don't worry about that. But, you know, it's taken me years to kind of share some of my story, and I still kind of tell it in bits and pieces of some of the shit that I've gone through.
Yeah.
But that is a very real thought that ran through my mind, is do I want to put this out there? But it's like, you know what? I'm going to put bits and pieces out because I think that will help others. Others can relate to it, and they know that they're not alone, and then they can hopefully get some help or go down a path and realize, okay, I can do better than this. I don't need to live in this hellscape and think it's normal. So I think there's a lot of power in sharing stories, and more power to anybody who does. But the reality is, yes, you do have to consider what the possible consequences could be for doing that. You know, was she thinking of that in the vows? I don't know. I think she thought, this is just my guess, she's telling her fucking story. This is the journey that led her to where she was. It's the Rascal Flatts song, God Bless the Broken Road in a Fucking Vow, is what it is. And there's nothing wrong with doing that, and there's nothing wrong with sharing that. It's scary that someone could be triggered by that. But look, it took him 8 years, you know, to get there. But it certainly does. It is interesting. I know some people did some analytic searching on this, and right before the murders, if the analytic searching is accurate, their wedding video online had a bunch of views from the same place right before somebody watched the vows over.
It was feeding the beast. It was putting fuel on the fire.
And if the allegations are accurate, the views of where it was coming from was where McKee was in the city he was living in. So I wonder who was watching that over and over and over until he gets in his car because he's so drives 300 miles, you know.
And again, we're not victim blaming her. She had every right to have that video and that moment where she is pledging her love to somebody who actually freaking loves her. That's great. That's wonderful. But maybe putting it online for public consumption is where the beast got built.
And I think you have a generational, I mean, it's not like they're super young. They're close to my age. You know, I do think you have some generational shift there. You have some where it's like almost insane to think that that would be something you should or shouldn't do. But to the rest of us who lived in a world before that existed, it's like, yeah, I kind of like that world better before everybody posted every random fucking emotion they had online for everybody to consume along with them.
Yeah, for us Gen Xers, you know, we're starting to get a little bit in too much into that mode. We are doing way too much on Facebook. Facebook has turned into the kind of the Gen X elderly place, as some people have said.
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how generations continue to flow with this way of thinking. Mm-hmm. Because I do wonder if we're going to have a generation at some point that says, why the fuck are you all so obsessed with telling everybody how you feel online? Or it's just going to be normal completely. And it's like, why wouldn't you do this? You know, it's going to, because I could see the pendulum swinging the other way too, where it's like, yeah, that's private, mom. Or it's like, God damn it, grandma and grandpa are online telling everybody about all their shit again. I wish they would just get off the social media, those damn social media generations. Mm-hmm. I could see it swinging that way. You know, don't know.
Made some cookies today. Here's what they look like.
Get off the Facebook, Grandpa. Nobody wants to hear your thoughts. Yeah, I don't know. It could be interesting.
You're out of the will. Okay.
Exactly. And then they find him dead, which is how that tends to go in a lot of
And then we end up talking about it.
Exactly. So, all right, you guys, thanks for weighing in and thanks for giving us your questions. Obviously, keep them coming on social media on all of our cases. We do read them. We do watch them. We incorporate them into the shows and the directions that we take and the questions that we ask our experts every single day here on the program. You can weigh in on YouTube on our channel there, Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski, or on our Substack. It's absolutely free to join right now. There's no paywall for a limited time, so do join us there. And you get our videos a day in advance before everybody else, and they're ad-free. HiddenKillers.substack.com. The link is in the description. Apple Podcasts, take us with you as well. Leave us a review there if you don't mind. It helps us in the rankings and it helps signal to other folks that you guys appreciate our reporting. And so if you like it, please do take the 2 seconds and leave us a review there. We thank you in advance. Or if you've already done it, thank you very much. All right. Until next time, for Todd and Stacy, I'm Tony Brewski. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. K. Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling crime novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in the satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta now, only on Prime Video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.